It's time once again to play Public Radio's ninth most popular game show. It's the KUOW News Quiz. KUOW producer Arwin Nix has chosen our contestant today. Arwin, who did you pick?
I didn't pick her. She picked me. It's Maggie Groves, and she works making electric vehicles, electric bikes. She told me that the mayor did not get his bike at her store, but if he needs an upgrade, she knows where to go.
Maggie, do you listen to KUOW?
I do.
Oh, we'll see how closely you listen to KUOW, because it's time for the news quiz. And as you probably know, if you can answer two of these three questions correctly, you will become the KUOW, the record person of the week. You will appear on our Facebook page all weekend long. Your life will change, Maggie. Strangers will come up to you and proclaim their love,
streamers,
their adherence.
Amazing.
If you win, but you have to answer two of these questions correctly.
All right.
Are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
Okay, here is the first question. This week, former President Bill Clinton tried to help out President Obama by addressing the nation's questions about the Affordable Care Act. What nickname was used to describe Bill Clinton? Was it A, Dr. Feelgood, B, Surgeon General Information, or C, Explainer-in-Chief? How was former President Bill Clinton described when he tried to help out explaining the Affordable Care Act? Dr. Feelgood? Surgeon General Information, or Explainer-in-Chief?
There would be C, Explainer-in-Chief.
You are correct. Our second question, which local celebrity is high-stepping on this season of Dancing with the Stars? Is it former Governor Chris Gregoire? Is it Bill Nye, the science guy? Or is it Tom Skerritt? Who's going to be Dancing with the Stars? Is it Tom Skerritt, Bill Nye, the science guy, or former Governor Chris Gregoire?
That would be Mr. Bill Nye.
Correct once again. And your third question, news broke this week that our local company Microsoft acquired a large phone company. Which phone company was it? Was it Nokia? Was it Verizon? Or was it T-Mobile? Which company did Microsoft acquire, Nokia, Verizon, or T-Mobile?
That would be Nokia.
Correct once again. And keeping tally has been Arwin Nix, our producer. How did she do, Arwin?
She got 100%. She did so well. And for the inaugural quiz on the record, we have a winner. Maggie is our winner.
We're going to call three in a row a Maggie from now on.
I love that.
If anybody else can pull off a Maggie, your face will be on our Facebook page. Welcome to the glory. Congratulations on your great work.
Thank you very much, Ross.
And thank you so much for tuning in. You've been listening to The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.